When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? It is Thursday, April 18th. I am Paul Hickey with nooffseason.com. Welcome to the hockey card market update here on the Sports Card Strategy feed, coming to you every Thursday on the nooffseason.com Sports Card Network. Brought to you, of course, by nooffseason.com, the number one place to get all the information you need to make money flipping sports cards. Get a free 30-day trial today at nooffseason.com. And let's jump right into our hockey card market update. In the last 7 days, we're going to kick off with the most sales by volume of any card in the last 7 days. Connor Bedard's 2023 Upper Deck 451 Young Guns Base Raw has dominated the charts. It sold 88 times over the last 7 days. What's interesting is there could be a potential anomaly sale today, actually, that was recorded of that card for only $290, because the average sale price of that card is $412. Now, it could be that there was some damage to that card. I don't really think that card has dipped that much in the last 7 days. As of today, a $290 sale, we'd have to dig into that to see, was that a damaged raw card, or is the value of that card actually down 27.6% or $110. Bedard's 2023 Upper Deck R47 OPG Glossy Raw sold 77 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $21.10. So you can get some budget Bedard rookies if you're not up for the Young Guns. The UD Portraits of Bedard in 2023 Upper Deck, the P60, sold 73 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $17.98. Bedard's Young Guns base in PSA 9 clocks in at the fourth most sold card overall. That's a pop 1068. So that's our number one overall graded card as well, as you can see, because it's in the top five overall cards. That sold 69 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $466. Last sale, $433. Leo Carlson's 2023 Upper Deck Young Guns base, the number two overall pick after Bedard in the 2023 NHL draft, sold 65 times in the last 7 days. Bedard's Upper Deck 1994-95 rookie die cut design sold 49 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $36.73. We talked about the number one graded card in the hockey card market already, Bedard's Young Guns base PSA 9. The PSA 10 is the second most sold graded card in the hockey card market over the last 7 days. That thing sold 48 times over the last 7 days for an average sale price of $1,180. Last sale yesterday for $1,060. Lucas Raymond's 2021 Upper Deck Young Guns base PSA 10 is the third most sold graded hockey card in the last 7 days. 26 sales of that card for an average sale price of $72.70. That card's up $14.56, up 20.7%. So let's skip on over to the top sales in the hockey card market over the last 7 days. Wayne Gretzky's OPG 1979, number 18 base in PSA 8, a pop 809, sold for $11,000 on April 14th. Bedard's Young Guns exclusives, serial numbered out of 100, get this, raw, sold for $6,630 on April 11th. Austin Matthews, 2016 SP Authentic Future Watch Auto, serial numbered out of 999, in PSA 10, sold for $5,840 on April 11th. Here's a new one, Sidney Crosby's 2005 Upper Deck 201 Young Guns base in BGS 10 Pristine. Love that grade. sold yesterday for $3,600. And another sale yesterday, Connor McDavid's 2015 Upper Deck 201 Young Guns base PSA 10. This is a Butte Pop 2842, sold yesterday for $3,190. That sale is up $608. And five of those have sold in the last 7 days. Speaking of sales, in the last 7 days, these cards have to have sold five or more times, and there are top sale prices. We just talked about the McDavid. Second on this list, selling seven times in the last 7 days, is Connor Bedard's 2023 Upper Deck 451 Young Guns Outburst Silver Raw, sold yesterday for $1,200. And we talked about Austin Matthews 2016 SP Authentic Future Watch Auto. How about an Austin Matthews 2016 Upper Deck 201 Young Guns Base PSA 10 Pop 3487, sold six times in the last 7 days for an average of $1,330. Last sale yesterday, $1,140. All right, let's go over to cards from 2012 through the present with 10 or more sales in the last 7 days that are up the most. Connor Bedard's 2023 OPC 582 Marquee Rookies in PSA 10 is up 35%. Or $65.61. We talked about the Luke Raymond 2021 Upper Deck 464 Young Guns base PSA 10. That's up 20.7% or just under $15. Jack Hughes 2019 Upper Deck 201 Young Guns base PSA 10 Pop 4980 is up 12.1% or $23.20. Connor Bedard's 2023 Upper Deck Star Rookies number one base in PSA 10, only a pop 31, but it's a much more affordable card than Bedard's other rookie PSA 10s, clocking in at an average sale price of $118, is up 1.1%. All right, now for the biggest fallers in the same category, 2012 through the present, got to have 10 or more sales. Brock Faber's 2023 Upper Deck 215 Young Guns base PSA 9 Pop 322 is down 30.5% or just under $15. Bedard's PSA 10 Upper Deck Young Guns base Pop 763 happens to be down 15%, down $184. The PSA 9 of that card we also talked about is down 7.7% or $36. Today's episode is brought to you by CGC Cards, the perfect place to slab your favorite sports cards. From their crystal clear holders to their affordable pricing, CGC Cards is the perfect stop for your grading needs. Go to cgccards.com to start grading today. So let's take a look at the top CGC hockey card sales recently. On April 3rd, 2019, SP Authentic Noah Dobson rookie auto serial numbered out of 999 in CGC, but it's a CSG 95 gem mint slab sold on one bid for $99.99. Nick Suzuki's Young Guns from 2019-2020 sold on March 23rd in CGC 10 on nine bids for $91. And how about this? Bobby Clark 1970-71 OPC card number 195 sold in the old CSG green slab in CSG 6 for $134.35 on 41 bids. That was back in February, but a very notable sale. Thanks for joining us on the weekly hockey card market update. Don't forget to like this at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. Comment, share, leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app, and stay tuned for our Monday and Wednesday sports card strategy show, full episodes, and Friday's premium podcast at nooffseason.com. Stop making dumb mistakes in the hobby. Take sports card school now. Sports Card School is a safe place for noobs, advanced flippers, and high rollers alike to learn how to navigate the hobby and ultimately build a collection that increases in value. Go to sportscardschool.com. Get a free 30-day trial at nooffseason.com today to start learning our guidelines, strategies, and plays to help you make money flipping sports cards to fund your PC and other things in your life. Again, thanks to our sponsor, CGC Cards. Have a great day.